15. I mean, there's 28 chapters in this gospel. He's getting to it. He's illustrating it. It's not the outward things anymore. It's not your race. It's not the food you eat, but rather that you have faith. And Peter had a very similar experience when the God let down the curtain with all these animals, and he says, eat it. And he's like, well, I've never done that. That's what I don't eat snakes and other beasts that were forbidden by the law. And neither did he go to Gentiles. And God says, what I have cleansed, do not call common. And Peter took it that he should not call any man common. But that doesn't take away from the fact that food does not make us godly. And some people say, well, then it means that was the meaning of it. Yeah, well, that was the primary meaning, was that men should not be called common, but it's also true that food doesn't defile you. Verse 29, and Jesus departed thence and came nigh to the city of Galilee, to the Sea of Galilee, and there went up into a mountain and sat down there. He sat down in a mountain. You know, the mountain's not necessarily Tibet, you know, and the mountains of Israel are much more gentle. So he goes up into a mountain, sits down. Verse 30, and great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. And so much that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. God is good. And he thinks about it. He was, whatever their motivations, whether it be because of the healings, I mean, obviously that's going to bring crowds, right? Whatever the cause, he had compassion on them because they had stuck with him. And he didn't want them to faint in the way. Verse 33, and his disciples said unto him, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. Now again, I don't see the disciples as being sort of like, well, they should be immediately right. They probably are, this is happening faster probably than they realize, you know. I want to feed them. Well, we don't have that much food. And then before they know it, he's asking them how much they have again. And then he says, he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, verse 20-35. And he took of the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and brake them and gave to his disciples. And the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full. The broken remains. The word meat, notice, is in italics. Meat in the Old English is often put for, we sit at meat. We take meat. It means food or to eat. In fact, the word eat and meat are very close. Seven baskets full. Another big take on the leftovers. And this becomes important in the next chapter. What about those leftovers? Why was there so much leftover? What's the meaning of this? It was leftovers. So still, even though they followed him for 3 days fasting, something's up. And like I said, we'll get to that in chapter 16. But it has to do with what has been going on, the traditions of men. You know, Jesus is trying to break the traditions. He is. He's trying to break with those things of the past and cut a new covenant. Create a new contract. A new gospel based on better promises. A righteousness which is obtainable by the power of God and not relying on the obedience of man. See, the gospel of Jesus Christ does not rely on man to be effective. It relies on God, on God's power. But the things that stand in the way are the traditions and doctrines of men, which pollute men's minds and harden them against the truth so that they cannot hear. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came to the coast of Magdala.